If you would like to get a little bit closer to those beautiful readings, there are several copies on the table at the front door, so please help yourself as you go out. Right. Now, it's interesting that so many recent talks have been different angles of our real self. Some of the titles have been Being Human, Being the Seeds of God, Moths Around the Flame. And what I want to talk about today, the concept is very, very simple. And I want to take it from a simple point of view, and it is the real self, right? We very often know this intellectually, all right, but I want to talk about the beingness of the real self that we all are and that we share in common. Now, the core of it, please take those readings, because it would be so good to read again what Hazrat Inayat Khan said about this and about the furniture. Now, recently, the Dalai Lama was talking about letting go of furniture. And what he said, when I meet people, I simply meet another human being. He said, I never consider rank, position, faith, nationality. I simply look at another human being as another human being. When I meet people, I don't consider that I'm a Tibetan, that I'm a Buddhist, that I am the 14th Dalai Lama. I'm simply another human being. What he's saying, and please understand this in relation to yourself, we are not our roles. We are not our titles. We are not our histories. We're not our successes. We're not our failures. We're not even an artificial image we carry of ourselves. Those identities, they're not our enemies, quite the opposite. They have all served us remarkably well through our lifetimes. They gave us structure when we needed structure. Perhaps they helped us survive difficult times. They allowed us to experience different roles to discover who we truly are. Okay? So without identity, the human experience simply could not be. But what is the essence of myself behind that? The Sufi path is a journey towards discovering that, to uncover the soul that is always there underneath the personality, the conditioning, the illusion, the roles we play. I like to think of it as we are all doing a spiritual striptease. How does that appeal to you? In modern language, we speak of presence, we speak of awareness, we speak of the authentic self, right? In Sufism, as you heard from these beautiful readings, we speak of soul. We speak of the divine spark or that deeper self that belongs to God. Different language, but meaning the same reality. This is our problem. The moment we are born, we gather identities. We have to, because otherwise we would not survive. We learn I am this sort of person. I must behave in this way. I am successful. I'm unworthy. I'm spiritual. I'm wounded. I'm important. I'm insignificant. Layer upon layer upon layer is added. And I think you will all resonate with what I am saying. So this locks us into identities. I ask you to really do some reflection later today, when you have a moment on your own. What identities are you carrying, which is time to let go of? One of the most common ones that many of us have experienced is the one of unworthiness. You are a child of the divine. It is time to let that go. I want to give you a very corny example of somebody who was completely locked into identity. And it was many years ago, and I was approached by a very beautiful woman, and she stood in front of me and she said, "I have done Reiki 1. So I thought, my goodness, I better respond to this. And I said, "But this is absolutely wonderful. You started on this path of Reiki. What an excellent forward direction you are taking." Then there was a bit of pause and she said, "And I've done Reiki 2. So I said, "Well, that's even better. You're really into this journey." Then there was another pause and she said, "And I'm a Reiki master." By which I have to tell you, my enthusiasm was exhausted. You see, Sufis understand this deeply. Hazrat Inayat Khan speaks of nafs, and I love that word because to me it sounds like personality nits, you see. And he said that is the nafs, the nits, they are those aspects of our constructed personality, the personality self that becomes convinced that it is separate, all right? The nafs are shaped by our desire for acceptance, our fears, our comparisons with other people, our memory, our survival techniques, all right? And the whole teaching, when we are switching from the nafs, is what we are going through now. Eventually, some of us become so identified with the mask that we forget who we truly are. You see your look of puzzlement on people's faces when you might say to them, "Who are you really?" This beautiful idea in Sufism. Truth, the truth of who you are, is not absent. It's merely veiled. God is not far away. The real you has not disappeared. It is simply covered by fear, endless thinking. Have you got that disease? I certainly have sometimes. Those stories we repeat to ourselves and the noise. So the spiritual path is less about acquiring something new, but about removing the veils. My beloved ones, this is why silence is so important. Why meditation is so important, why being in nature is so incredibly important. Taking time for personal work and personal reflection so that we can remove the veil. And you know what? When you remove that veil, you arrive at profound simplicity. And that simplicity says, not I am this, I am that. It says, I am. In Sufism, this cannot happen without the awakening of the heart. Not just emotions, but the awakening of the divine presence within yourself. You will have experienced this in your meditation, when you were sitting under a tree, when you were by the sea, when you were holding a child, looking at a sunset, praying deeply, or the moments of deep stillness. Something vast and peaceful remains. And that moment, we lack nothing. We simply are. Hazrat Inayat Khan spoke of the heart as a mirror. And I found this a profoundly helpful image, because the mirror becomes clouded by agitation, by anxiety, by identification, by a good dose of the nafs, right? So our work on the path is to polish and clear the mirror and to allow the light that is already there to shine through clearly. We belong to God. We are God. In truth, Mother, Father, God are our parents. It is the reality of who we are. Now, we still live in the world. We still have names, responsibilities, taxes, unfortunately, preferences. We do not reject the world, but we're not imprisoned by it. We wear that outer identity lightly, right? Remembering, like an actor, that it is just the role. So, of course, if you are a mother, if you are a grandmother, you need to be that role. You step into that role. You do it with love and awareness. The waiter, the hairdresser, the engineer, the healing, whatever you do that role. But you become conscious that you're doing that role. And then you step out of it and remember the much more natural, loving self. No defenses, no reactions, more available to life, to acceptance, to allowing. And as the Dalai Lama paradoxically says, to be fully human. Do you know that real self in our souls has been there all the time? It is the witness to our lives, and it is the part of us that has never been damaged in any way. I wish to close with some simple words. The Sufi path is the path of love. It is where we dissolve the boundaries that separate self from self. That love soft strengthens the heart. It opens the heart and it returns us to the essence of who we are. We discover that part of us which is silent, luminous, alive, deeply, deeply peaceful, and the real you.